Hi, how are you?
Great. You did a great job on Funky Sensation for us.
That's wonderful.
Did you enjoy doing it?
Oh, yeah, I always do. I love talking to people.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, that was the thing. When you came to visit, you know, I kind of felt like we barely scratched the surface there. You've got such a story to tell, and we only had a few minutes. But I think we might have a little bit more time because you're coming back to see us, I hear.
I know. Isn't that wonderful? I can't wait.
In fact, last time you were here, we did speak about you doing a UK festival. I remember you saying how much you enjoyed playing to the families.
I know. I'm kind of a family singer. My lyrics are so, you know, kind, and they're not offensive. And it's just kids from 9 to 90 can enjoy the show because the songs are so great, and they're uplifting as well. You know, some of them are anyway.
Well, I'm thinking of She's After Your Man. That'll probably hit home.
Yeah, right. Well, just a word of warning. That's all that song is.
I'm told, I don't know exactly where you are, but you live way out in the countryside. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Way, way out. I'm looking right now in the back my backyard. You can't see anything but trees, and it's just like as far as you can see little squirrels jumping from tree to tree, and you see a deer every once in a while run through. But you know, it's just so comfortable being here and being a part of nature. It's nothing more therapeutic than that.
Okay, so then seeing as you have countryside at home, you'll feel at home when you come to Love Supreme because it's slap bang in the middle of lush green rolling English hills, but plenty of trees.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Every time I go out, you know, when I come to England and I'm in the car and we're driving to these festivals that's way out, I tell the driver all the time, I say, it's almost as if I'm going home. This is the way it looks when I'm on my way home.
Well, it sounds great. How's the reception to your latest album, Candy?
It's been very good. Everybody that's ever heard it loves it, you know, and it's just a, you know, like Taylor Swift, when she spoke about her record, I was thinking of myself. She said, I just wrote songs of experiences that I've been through. Mm. And that's what the record is about. It's about experiences that you experience. You can't talk about anybody else's experiences. You know, you talk about your own. What happened to you? What hurt you? What made you happy? What, you know, things that have been influential in your life. And that's what music is all about. It's about telling people about what they've gone through. And then when you tell them, millions have gone through it too. Mm. That's why it catches on, because I can identify with that. I can go along with that. That happened to me. So that was what the record was all about. It was like you know, lying down sometimes when I was doing it, lying down on the couch of a psychiatrist, just telling my story.
Yeah, so a little cathartic for you, and no bill at the end of it. Well, not at least for the therapist.
Yeah, right. I didn't have to pay the dollars.
That's good. Well,
yeah, got it out anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you feel better on it, and I know that we will do as well. So for those who are listening now who are planning to come to Love Supreme Festival, what kind of show are they going to see from Candy?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic show. I'm so excited. We're doing shows now where it's like my son is on drums. His name is Marcus Williams, and he is one fantastic drummer, and I bring him with me. He serves two purposes, and I don't have to pay someone to travel with me, and I don't have to pay somebody to carry my bag. Plus, he plays drums. and the band that I have, Ernie McComb, and all of the guys, Mark and everybody that's on the show with me, and Xavier, and all the guys that I've had for over 11 years now. It was just like family. And when, you know, we get on the stage now, we gel so quickly. It's like, it's amazing. And when you do that, and when you have a great band that has a great relationship, you're like family, and the music sounds better. The music, you can almost tell when there's a band that just got together, they don't gel well.
Yeah.
But with us, we gel well. We know exactly. They know my moves. They know what I want. They look at me. They watch me. And, I mean, we lay down some great tracks.
Cool. So just to be clear, you'll be doing the big songs as well, Young Hearts Run Free and all that?
Yeah, every last one of them. Every one of them. You've Got the Love, In the Ghetto. We do all that stuff. Nights on Broadway, Suspicious Minds. Then we'll throw in some new ones from the new record.
Yeah, okay.
So you're in for a great treat.
Okay. Are you going to do something from the real old days, like something like I'd Rather Be an Old Man's Sweetheart?
Oh, yeah. That was my first record. That went big.
I love that. Yeah, we just played that the other day, and I just thought, it's just got some real energy in it. And I just thought, you know, maybe maybe she'll come do that for us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to definitely, you know, when I get ready. One time I remember, I said, I don't think I want to do this again. And one of the guys in the band said, oh, really? That's the funkiest song you got. But okay, we'll do it.
Okay, sounds great. Well, Candy, come and see us again, because we know that you do a good chat and everything like that. So make sure that you stop by and get on the air with us. I'll be down the front. Don't worry. We'll all be dancing around the handbags down there to Young Hearts Run Free.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I want to see you jump with me now. We're never too old to jump.